Collingwood Today, in partnership with the Georgian Triangle Humane Society, brings you a regular feature highlighting a special pet that is in need of adoption. Polly, my name is Polly. I'm a sweet pint-sized package if I do say so myself, and at just about 1 year and 3 months old, I'm weighing in at about 45 pounds. I'd say I'm the perfect little gal for many families, but do have a few quirks, so we'll need to find the right someone to be the best Polly I can be. Anyways, I'll get back to that in a minute. I'm a northern girl and arrived at the GTHS Animal Center back in March with a whole bunch of other dogs and cats. Since then, I was adopted by a lovely woman and we had so much fun together. She says I'm a wonderful girl who is very clever and loves outdoor adventures. Unfortunately, it turns out she has these things called allergies, and me being in the house wasn't making her feel very good, so we had a tearful goodbye. I was then adopted again, but unfortunately, the family found some of my quirks a bit too much, so I'm back again at GTHS to find a new human to love. Third time's a charm. I know I'm a pretty gorgeous gal with these beautiful markings, and I've been the perfect house guest here at the animal center as I'm nice and quiet. I'll just love playing fetch in the yard and will chase a ball for hours. If you have a fenced yard, that would be pretty awesome. So, let's talk about a few of my quirks. I'm a bit puppyish in a lot of ways still, like thinking it's pretty fun to grab stuff attached to the humans, like gloves, pant legs, A bit naughty, I know. So, something we'll have to work on together to help me be my best self. As a result of these puppy-like behaviors, I'll be looking for a home with no young children, 16 plus, pretty please. Since I'm still such a silly, young girl, having experienced humans who can continue to work on my manners and obedience with me sure would be great too. As much as I love the humans, I can be a bit choosy with my doggy friends right now and seem to prefer males. Okay, maybe I'm a bit of a flirt, I think it will help to have experienced owners who can help me with my positive doggy interactions and help me learn that dogs of both genders can be my friend. For this reason, though, I'll probably be looking to find a home where I can be your only doggy, please. I've also got this thing called prey drive, so no small animals or cats will be a requirement in my new home for sure. I really am such a sweet little girly and will be looking to you for a bit of reassurance, guidance, and a lot of positive reinforcement during our first bit of time together. It will also be important that my new humans are willing and able to provide me with the consistent training required to address my mouthing behavior and dog reactivity so that I'm able to be more confident in social settings with both dogs and humans. I guess the last thing to share with you is that because the GTHS humans don't know too much about my past, it sure would help me out a lot if my new family brought me home with realistic expectations, and by this, I just mean being patient and understanding if I sometimes display some puppy-like behaviors, you know, things like if I have an accident or chew something I'm not supposed to, just while I'm getting familiar with my new surroundings and learning proper doggy manners. My adoption fee is $450 and includes my spay, up-to-date vaccinations, dewormer, and a microchip. I can't wait to meet my special someone soon and start this fun new chapter together. Just a little fun-loving gal. XOXO Polly, if you are interested in adopting me, please visit our main adoptions page, https://www.gths.ca/animals-for-adoption, for instructions on our modified COVID adoption process unable to adopt. Share this feature on social media so each animal can get the exposure it needs and find a loving home. To see past featured animals who may still need adopting, click here.